Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at the leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
And we finish up golf. The great golf week every year in Wichita, the 36th annual Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, Wichita Open, all at Crestview Country Club. And the winner this year is Miles Creighton, 29-year-old Canadian. His first win ever on the Korn Ferry Tour. He finished at 17 under par for the tournament. He shot a 2 under par 68 yesterday to finish up as the winner, making a putt on the 18th and final hole to win it. He shot an eagle on the par 4 11th hole, so that sure helped on a day when you finish at minus 2. So here's Miles Creighton, his four rounds. 68, 68, 59, 68. So his Saturday was the big one.
A big,
he even
round.
Hit a hole in one on Saturday, too. Wow. As part of that 11 under par 59.
Wow.
So here's 12 Sports spoke with the winner, Miles Creighton.
I started to settle down a little bit, for whatever reason, kind of found something in my swing and settled me down a little bit and hit good shots down the stretch. And yeah, the putt on 18, I've been working the last week really hard on keeping my head down. I tend to come up and out of putts, and I said I'm not picking my head up until I hear something, whether it's a groan or a cheer. So I think it lipped in. I actually don't even know.
Yeah, it went in. Putt went in and he gets the win. He didn't go to a huge college to play golf. He went to Radford in Virginia, the Radford Highlanders. Miles Creighton, the Canadian, is your winner this year at the Wichita Open Golf Tournament. It's been quite a run for professional softball in Wichita this month. The brand new AUSL, Wichita has been in on the ground floor of this new league. Yesterday, a big comeback game, good game. The Bandits beat the Blaze 9-7 yesterday afternoon on a hot day at Wilkins Stadium. Wichita State All-American Sydney McKinney, it was her birthday yesterday, and she got another hit. She's batting .441 on the season, fourth best in the league right now. And it all wraps up tonight. Game 11 of 11 for professional softball in Wichita. It's this evening at 5:30 p.m. at Wilkins Stadium on the Wichita State campus. First 500 fans get AUSL bandanas. The big Wichita finale this season for professional softball tonight at Wilkins Stadium. Right down the road in Oklahoma City last night, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm for the first time. The NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
On ABC, NBA season ended in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder won the championship with 103-91 victory over the Indiana Pacers in a deciding Game 7. The MVP of the finals, same player who won MVP for the regular season, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's why you play the sport. You play the sport to win. You play every sport to win. We have a team full of competitors. We did what it took this year to be champions, and we deserve this. We rose to the moment, and here we are.
NBA Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with ABC. After he scored 29 points and dished out 12 assists in Game 7, Jalen Williams added 20 points for the Thunder. Chet Holmgren had 18. I'm Jared Max.
84 wins for Oklahoma City this season. Third most in NBA history. Tied for third with the 97 Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. First title ever for Oklahoma City. Second franchise title. Of course, they were the Seattle Supersonics. They won the NBA 46 years ago in 1979. First one in Oklahoma City. The NBA has now had seven different champions in the last seven seasons. Seven different franchises have all won titles.
Spreading the wealth.
Yes, certainly in the NBA right now. The Kansas City Royals lost 3-2 yesterday at San Diego to the Padres. Back-to-back losses for the Royals, who gave up a run in the bottom of the ninth. Fall short. Off day today for the Royals. They'll be coming home. The Wichita Wind Surge finished up the first half of the season in minor league baseball with a 9-2 loss at Arkansas. Wichita finished this first half 37-32, second place in the division, but six games behind the Springfield Cardinals. So the Cardinals won that division. They'll be going to the playoffs. Wichita will have to try again in the second half. tough to catch. Springfield 17-2 in the month of June. So win surge tried, but you can't make up ground against a team that's going 17-2.
Yeah.
So which off day today for Wichita? They'll be back home coming up starting tomorrow. And happy birthday today to one of the all-time Shocker basketball greats, Kiyomi Johnson, having a birthday today. Big-time scorer for Wichita back in the Daryl Smith years. And then she did color commentary for me on Shocker radio broadcast for a couple of years. And then for a long time, she was a Wichita police officer.
Ooh, good
for her.
Yeah.
She's a fantastic person. And it's her birthday today. Happy birthday to Shocker basketball legend, Kiyomi Johnson. Happy birthday, Kiyomi. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
A Wichita clinic welcomes a new CEO. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Reardon Clinic in Northeast Wichita will install a new CEO next week. She's Michelle Neasley, who joined the 50-year nonprofit about 18 months ago as its director of research. Michael Stewart, the CEO for the past year, will stay on as an advisor through July. Reardon Clinic focuses on integrative medicine, oncology, and neuropathic medicine through its headquarters in Wichita and another office in Overland Park. Neasley lives in Connecticut but commutes to Wichita and told the Business Journal she's unsure if she would move permanently to either Wichita or Overland Park. A new study shows generative artificial intelligence tools such as ChatGPT have become so relied on by Generation Z members of the workforce that trouble could be ahead. In a survey of 1,000 Gen Z employees, Resume Genius found 57% of workers have used AI to get feedback on their work before handing it over to a manager, and 56% said they've used AI for advice on how to communicate with managers or coworkers. Maybe even more concerning, 30% say they have generated fake work using AI to appear more productive, and 39% have used AI to automate tasks without manager approval. One career expert said AI has become an everyday support system for many Gen Zers. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, I confess to you that Ted and I haven't figured out a way to use AI to help us out in any way, have we, Ted? Are you using AI, Ted?
Absolutely none.
And so
we don't need thanks, technology.
So how do I do that? I mean, I better not ask because I might wind up doing it and then I'll get fired or something, right? We're using
another one of those rabbit holes you can go down have time.
Absolutely.
I think if we tried to make AI make us look more productive, it would break AI.
AI would collapse.
Probably prove to be the only thing it could not do.
Big flashing lights going off. And, you know, that'd be the end of that. We could sabotage artificial intelligence for all time, just the two of us. We could just fill it with stupidity somehow and make it go away.
Oh, I think there's enough of that being done.
Yeah. Oh, we're behind on that. All right. Today is National Hydration Day. It's all about the power of that simple drink called water.
Drink up, sailor.
That's right. Picture a hot afternoon, sweat trickling down, energy fading fast. A cold sip of water brings instant relief, cooling you from the inside out. I'm going to tell you, I grew up in a house where my dad, bless his heart, he told us boys every day, not every day, but quite often, he says, if you get up in the morning and drink a big glass of water, it's going to do you a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know. And so we go out for athletics, go out for sports, you know, and we sweat, and they give us salt tablets and all kinds of stuff. They don't let us drink any water, okay? They won't let you drink water. This was back in the day. I don't know why. That'll make your stomach hurt. I don't know what it was. They just had us do just the opposite of what we should have done. So all that, so I'm now, this last 40 years later, I'm out running every day, 4 or 5 miles a day, and sometimes I don't get enough water. What happens? I get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
I go sleepy. Almost one time, I passed out in the bathroom and wound up with my face in the cat box, litter box next to...
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
To the toilet. And that was when I said, yeah, I probably ought to drink water like the old man used to say. But so, yeah, it does work. I do have a grandson, Luke. He's, what, 20, 21 now. He has discovered that. He's got a great big jug of water. He says, I keep this with me all day at work, Papa. And I get water and I go all day long. So I'm just telling you, this is what I believe, that water, it's a miracle if you're out there in the sun. And Shelly and I were both out in the heat Saturday and Sunday doing some yard work. We got plenty of water. There you go. There's your artificial intelligence for today, Kirk. I hope you take that to heart.
You know, Steve, I don't know about Ted, but I don't think I got past anything you said past face first in the litter box.
Well, let me just tell you, that was a humbling experience, you know? You can't be proud of yourself when you're that kind of guy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.